got into these negotiations, there was widespread reduction proposals under scientific advice. That's able to be turned around because, I suppose, the representative organisations, and I know the likes of the KFO and other representative organisations, play a very proactive and positive role throughout the year and making the case from the fishermen, because one thing the fishermen get a bad rep from is the fact that, you know, that there has been trouble in the past in terms of overfishing, but in the main, fishermen want to see stocks recovering, they want to see stocks replenishing, and their advice is very important too. So, like, scientific advice plus the fishermen's input is important. And look, this is against a backdrop as well of, you know, overfishing by bigger boats as well. And, you know, a lot of our white fish sector are in the main, like, smaller compared to the large factory boats. And, you know, the public know the score as well in relation to overfishing by bigger boats. And that's something that really, really needs to be brought to the fore within the Commission and for the likes of our fishing industry locally and the likes of Greencastle and Killybegs, where there's a lot of added value as well, a lot of very highly skilled and people with expertise in the fish processing sector. You know, jobs are at stake here, and you know, every year people are watching very closely around quotas, and especially, I suppose, for the pelagic and the demersal sector, fish processing plants that need to plan for the future. So maybe there needs to be a better way of doing this rather than a big announcement, as you say, before Christmas, and more of an ongoing thing, and also against the backdrop of the public knowing the score as well in terms of large factory ships eating into the fish as well throughout our fishing territory.
You've mentioned the public knowing the score, and it's fair to say that after the screening of Atlantic on TV recently, the public know the score now perhaps more than they've ever known it before, and there is a huge focus at the moment on what's widely and historically regarded as a very bad deal for Ireland under the Common Fisheries Policy. That there are calls for a root and branch review of the CFP led by Ireland. Is that something you believe that Minister Creed and the government at the moment needs to pursue and pursue vigorously?
Yeah, I think it is. And, you know, it is against a backdrop of an upcoming Brexit as well. There's real complexities in relation to that. And we have to look at the inshore. It's something that I always talk about. It's something that the Commission, we're finding very, very difficult to make a change at the Commission level. But if we could ensure that people at the inshore sector, the smaller boats, I know a lot of these boats are gone now, but if there were schemes there where, you know, smaller boats could operate again, that's something we really, really need to look hard at, because it's not just about fishing per se in a lot of those cases. It's about a way of life, and it's about keeping a tradition, keeping customs alive, and keeping very much what was part of our heritage. And look, let's be honest, the people don't, you know, believe that just because a deal was done in the 70s that it can't be changed. But obviously the deal that was done back in the 70s has caused so much damage to our fishing sector, and we do have to believe and hope in the fact that, you know, in the future that we can try to change that. We always have to believe that. But the more time goes on, it is, to be honest, falling on deaf ears at a Commission level, and we have to keep pressing that case. And I believe Michael Creed, in the work that he's done in his short term in this position, that he's the man, and obviously the officials working in conjunction with him have to make a very, very strong case for our Irish waters.